My name is Karen Staworky. In the Clarity Podcast, we'll explore different ways of seeing. Seeing ourselves, seeing others, seeing the world, and life itself. We'll look at how we relate to ourselves and how we see ourselves in the world. We'll explore how these ways of seeing influence all of our relationships with other people, with time, even with nature. I'm excited to be with you on the journey. Welcome to Clarity. Welcome to this episode of Clarity. My name is Karen Staworky, and I'm your host. In this episode, we're continuing our journey of exploring our relationship to ourselves and the power of how we see ourselves and how it influences who we are, what we do, and how we show up in the world, and our relationships to everyone and everything else. I was in a group of women a short while ago, and first time we'd gotten together, the host facilitator asked for each person to go around the room and introduce yourself. That was all we were told. And I was really struck by how the introductions went. To a person, the women before me started by saying, "I'm married and I'm a mom." And it's gotten me thinking a lot about labels. Labels that we give to ourselves, labels that we give to other people. The labels can be titles or roles or nouns. What do I mean by that? I'll give you a few examples. I have a client who grew up outside of an urban area, and he's very conscious of what he thinks of as an accent. People say, he says, that I'm country. And he, by the way I talk, he said, and they say it in a way that makes me feel really dumb. I asked him, "Who says you are?" Another client's a former elite athlete. And in our first session, he talked about a vision he has for a business he now wants to found that's really focused around meaningfully making a difference in our country. But he said, "I'm not a business person." Who says you're not? I said, if you taught yourself to compete with the best in the world, with the technical skills and judgment intuition that you could execute play after play in the field, in the arena, who says you can't learn business and be a, quote, business person? Finally, another client who's president of a business that had been founded by a family, his family, and it's a position that he's been groomed for some time. He reflected to me, "You know, Karen, I'm not ready to retire, but I am kind of thinking about it." He said, "A part of me gets anxious when I think about it, because all I know myself to be is president of this business. It's all I've known. Who am I if I don't have that title as president? Who am I without this company?" We get tripped up in labels that shape our way of thinking and way of being, and we let other people put us in boxes that constrain us, limit us from expressing our full capacity and gifts in the world, and we put ourselves in boxes. And we start to do this when we're really young. I giggled a bit when I read a short piece in The New Yorker recently where the author talked about attending a local craft fair by kids. And now I'm paraphrasing here, but he said he encountered a few kids selling lemonade at the event. And so he struck up a conversation with them. One of the children, who was age 7, said, "My art is in the fair. I'm an artist." She then pointed to her brother, who was wearing a soccer jersey and standing to the side. She said, "He's not an artist. He's a soccer player." And then she pointed to another child. She said, "That's my sister. She's a dancer. She's not an artist either." How quickly and how young we're conditioned to limit and label ourselves, and how much this can influence the arc of our lives going forward and what we do and we don't know. The personal story is this. For years, I told myself I wasn't an artist. And you know what? That wasn't always the case. As a kid, I dabbled in over a dozen different art forms. And people told me I had talent, that I had a, quote, gift. But in middle school, I had this art teacher who assigned us a task of picking a painting and copying it, painting it, repainting it, essentially on canvas. And I worked at it and worked at it and worked at it. And I tried so hard for it to be perfect. Now, remember the previous episode where I talked about my perfectionist part? Yep, she came back in charge, got in the driver's seat. We needed it to be perfect, look just like a photograph. so I made it a heck of a lot harder for myself. And I blocked any kind of ease or flow in the painting process. It was actually really painful for me. And the painting showed it. It just felt, I don't know, hard. And the teacher gave me a pretty average grade for it. I don't remember what it was. For me, that may have been a B or a C, but it doesn't matter. The point was, it wasn't an A. And yes, for my perfectionist part, that therefore concluded I was not an artist because it was not an A. And so even though I was pulled towards photography and yes, even back to painting in high school and college, you know what? I never signed up for another art class. Until last year, a few decades later, I decided to give it a try. And I signed up for a week class in abstract acrylic painting. The abstract helped because it freed my perfectionist part from having to produce something realistic. So my inner artist part kind of had a field day. And you know what? Those paintings I created in that workshop, people were actually drawn to them. I even had someone ask me if my work was on Instagram because they wanted to follow me. I kind of chuckled inside, giddy with delight. You know, being an artist brings me joy. It makes me feel more alive. And you know what? The only person who decides if the art I produce is, quote, good enough is me. And who am I waiting for to call me an artist? No one. I'm calling myself an artist because I am. And I made a big step recently to own that in my LinkedIn profile. It's an important part of who I am, my inner identity. And I'm claiming that for myself. So who defines you? You do. No one else. Own that. So what's the point of these stories, these vignettes from my clients and myself? It is about the power of label, how titles and roles, nouns and verbs limit us. They can also affirm us and expand us, but in many cases, they put us in a box. They constrain us. They imprison us versus free us. Part of it is the awareness of understanding what are the labels that I'm carrying around about who I am and who I'm not. What if I disidentify with those labels? What if I take them away? What does that say about me? What does that open up? What does that enable me to step into? Is that something that you want to be? That label? Does it serve you? Does it support you in who and how you want to be in the world? Or does it hold you back? We assume that labels are facts and they're not. They're stories. What's the story that you want to be true about yourself? And make sure it's the story that you author, not anyone else. So let's make it real. Let's explore the labels that you hold. First, I want you to just take a few minutes and just simply brainstorm all the labels that come to mind. Think about labels that are roles or titles, labels that may be descriptors of what you do, like I'm a problem solver, labels that may be about states of being, I'm a procrastinator. And also think back over time to labels that other people gave to you or called you. And I don't want you to think about it or edit it. Just keep writing all those labels. Now, when you've got a pretty good list, and this is one you might want to come back to over time and add more labels because you may realize there's more labels you're actually carrying around that are stuck all over your body than you first thought. Look at the list and notice what's the portrait that emerges. Does that portrait of labels resonate with you or does it not? Does it fill you up or does it bring you down? Go through that list. And I want you to look for, first, one, labels that kind of support you, expand you, labels that make you really big. And I want you to put a plus sign next to those labels. Those are good. Next, I want you to look for labels that limit you, that shrink you, that make you small. I want you to put a minus sign next to those. Those don't serve you. Those we want to let go of. As you look at that list of pluses and minuses, think about what are the labels that I want to carry forward in how I tell the story of myself and the portrait I paint of myself. Because even if it's a plus sign next to a label, it may not be a label that you want to continue to hold and carry forward and tell about yourself. So circle the ones that you want to bring forward with you, the labels you really want to continue to attach to who you are. And then notice the labels that you're ready to let go of, to release, the ones you're not going to continue to tell as part of the story of describing yourself. They're likely the ones that have the negative sign next to them, but there also may be a fruit from the positive as well, that may be more limited views of who you are. And put a line through those, because we're going to start to disidentify with those labels. Lastly, take one more look at that list. Is there a label that's missing that you wish that was there? Notice if you're unintentionally putting yourself in a box. Is there a label that would expand you even further? You know, I'll give you an example of a label I've added for myself, actually two. And they're kind of brave labels, right? You might laugh a little bit when I tell you what they are, but they're really important to me because they link to who I want to be in the world and how I want people to experience me. The two labels I have for myself are I am love and I am joy. That's what's true about me. I hope over time, that's how you experience me too. Because those are probably my two most important labels to be wearing. And I hope this little exercise helps you determine what are the labels that for you are most important, that support you and guide you forward. And what are the labels that are holding you back? That's it for this episode of Clarity. Thank you for exploring with me as we continue to navigate the terrain of this really cool and interesting magical territory called relationship, relationship with ourself and relationship with others. Thank you for listening to Clarity. Clarity is produced by myself, Karen Staworky, and John Nolan. It was recorded and engineered by John Nolan at Honeybee Hill Studios. Interested in learning more? Check out my website, sparkpartnersllc.com, to read more of my writing and sign up for my newsletter with information about future webinars and speaking engagements. Thank you for following your curiosity. I hope you continue exploring, learning, and expanding how you see yourself in the world.